This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and I'm sitting down with State Representative Barry Crago, who is at the legislative session. And Barry, let's talk a little bit about the budget. What are you seeing from the legislature in general? Are we looking at, is the belief that maybe we should spend more, save more, or maybe a little bit of both? What are you seeing?
So, Aaron, I think what we'll end up seeing, so today we're actually, as we're recording this, we'll be going back in here at 2 o'clock to finish up third reading on the budget, and I think that's where we'll really see the policy decisions being made is on third reading, especially on the House side. I think we're going to put a lot of money into savings, and that's actually the discussion isn't whether or not if we put a lot of money into savings, it's into which savings accounts we put those. So there's permanent accounts and then there's reserve accounts. The permanent accounts, once we put the money into those, per the Constitution, we can never take it out. We can only take the income out. And then the reserve accounts, we can use those. We can put them in there. They also earn a high rate of return. But if we decide we want to move that to a different type of savings account, for example, which is what we do that quite often. You move it into a different, oh, say a trust fund. Like one of the things we're doing is going to take some of the money, I think, on the House side and put it into the Wildlife Natural Resources Trust Fund. And then that fund then funds projects around the state. In fact, we're about to start one in Johnson County. We're going to be putting up some fences between KC and Buffalo, which most people don't know this, but that's one of the worst, and if not the worst, place for car and deer collisions. And so that money then gets used for those types of projects, and it's just the income off the account. And so that's one of the, I think, you know, that's what we're going to be deciding is where we save, not even how much we save. I think we're going to save a lot of money, to be honest. Looks like we're going to, you know, put, at the end of the day, over $500 million, somewhat, you know, probably closer to $600 million into these various savings accounts. And that's where the debate's going to come down. Which accounts do we use?
Gotcha. All right. I spoke with Senator Kinski about this, and he had some good news on his end. Concerning property tax relief, what are you seeing from your end of the legislature, and where is that sitting with the House?
Sure. So we have passed two bills out of the House. One is a tax deferral program, and essentially what that allows you to do is defer your taxes until you sell your home or you decide to pay them. And it's not all, I believe it's half of your taxes, and you can defer those. It becomes a lien on your home. The county keeps track. It's no different than any other taxes, other than you just don't have to pay them until you decide to sell your home. And we're, you know, the other one we passed out is the property tax refund program, which I think that's limited to 50%, but I can't remember without looking at the bill because I think we changed that or mucking with that language in there. But anyways, the other one's the refund program. And so we passed both those out. They do two different things. One, the refund program is more limited in who can apply for it. It has a lot more sideboards on it, you know, low income of a certain age, et cetera. And the deferral also has some sideboards, but they're not quite as restrictive. And so we passed both those out. And so those are two of the ideas that have really been floating around for quite a while. The other idea that's coming down from the Senate was the tax assessment rate, which is set in the statute, is going to be lowered from 9.5% to 8.5% on residential properties, which also serves, gets to the same goal. And so I think we're going to just, once we get all these passed, we're going to, you know, one House, we're going to have to all of us, all of Senate and the House, sit down and decide, you know, which route do we want to go? And we're going to have to pick a horse and finish the race with that one. But we're not there yet. I think we're going to see which, you know, after we've vetted the ideas on the individual chambers, we'll have to figure out which idea serves the state the best and provides the relief our folks back home actually need.
Let's talk a little bit about education. How are we looking as far as funding education or just generic education bills? What have you seen so far in the legislature?
So they're as far as pure education bills, there's some little ones. They're not of any, I would say not, you know, as far, regarding the money, they're not consequential. If we're talking school finance, There was a budget amendment, a mere budget amendment, passed in both houses on second reading, both chambers, excuse me, and it fully funded the ECA. And by doing that, the hope is that we buy ourselves some time in the school litigation and figure out where that's actually going to go. Obviously the state's been sued over school finance. And so, you know, I think that's kind of, that's my take is, you know, what we're trying to do. It's a good move to make it at this particular time.
Mental health is one of the issues that's really got people in the state concerned. I know there were a number of mental health related bills that were in the legislature. Tell us a little bit about those and where those are at.
So the two main ones I've dealt with on the House side so far was the funding of the 988 suicide hotline, okay, which we set the hotline up. We created the hotline, and the original bill had set up a separate fund to fund that hotline, so we didn't have to, you know, continually spend money out of the general fund for it. That failed. I actually supported the idea, but it failed. And so it's only funded through next year as it stands right now. Hopefully, you know, next year it'll get refunded, but right now it's only funded through next year. But I did support the bill, and I've said it, been saying it for since I've been down here, actually, that mental health is something we have to do, and it's a place where we need to spend money. We need to allocate the appropriate resources to do what we need to do, or at least make the problem better. And I don't know if we're necessarily doing that. The other bill was, there was a bill that provided some grant funding to the schools, to the school districts, to allow them to essentially do some contract with some outside, you know, outside folks, mental health professionals, so that they, if they need the extra assistance in their communities, because some of the smaller schools don't necessarily have access to that, right? And so this would allow them to provide some grant funding to some of those smaller districts that don't have those resources but could actually get them. You know, I can think of one in our district, right, out at Claremont that could probably use some help occasionally. And so, and even our, even Johnson County number one, there's different times that I think it would be helpful to have that additional resource maybe outside the school that could help with some of those issues. And so that's what it did. I think I voted for it. I thought it was a great idea, because our kids need as much help as anybody in that realm.
Barry, those are the questions I have this week. Anything that you want to add on this week's legislative session into early next week?
You know, two things, Aaron. One was the abortion bill, the Human Right to Life Act, was up in judiciary. And it made a lot of press that, you know, the abortion bills always do. And I actually voted against it in committee because I think it's unconstitutional. And I think what's going to happen is, you know, last year we passed a really good abortion law banning all abortions in Wyoming, and except with a few exceptions. And so health of the mother, rape, and incest. And I voted for that, and I believed in it. And this particular bill repeals that law and replaces it with one that's much different. And the difference isn't what causes me problems. The difference is, as written, I think it's unconstitutional. And so what will happen is we'll end up with no abortion law, even though the one we passed last year was good and I think is constitutional. And so I'm just really afraid moving forward that we're going to end up without, you know, a ban on abortion in Wyoming, and it's just going to cause a lot of problems. And so that was one thing. And then the other issue that we debated was the mask and I call it the mask and vaccine bill, House bill, I believe it was 66. And I ended up voting against that for a couple reasons. One, the bill as written was going to essentially put all of our federal funding for our local hospitals at risk, Medicaid, Medicare, et cetera, which funds most of our hospitals, let's be honest. And so that particular issue I was able to fix by putting an amendment in the bill to at least backfill it with state money. It was a lot of state money, but, you know, I was able to fix that. But at the other end of the spectrum was the bill also prohibited private businesses from running their own business. And so really all we were doing was replacing one mandate, quote unquote, with another, which right now there are no mask, you know, mandates around. But We were just replacing one mandate with another, and I just don't feel the state should be in the mandate business. And so I voted against that in the end because it just, I think, unfairly tried to regulate our local businesses. And we have a lot of good small local businesses back home, and I just wanted to look out for them.
All right. Thank you for the explanation there, Mr. Crago. That's all the questions I have this week. Thank you so much. This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, speaking with State Representative Barry Crago. And thanks again, Barry, for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Aaron.